In India, there's been a second day of violence between Hindus and Muslims in the western state of Gujarat. Yesterday, a Muslim mob attacked a train carrying Hindu activists, killing more than 50 people. Today, Hindus went on a rampage in retaliation. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Police and paramilitary forces were on alert all over the country today as the government tried to prevent religious violence from spreading. But the effort appears to have been only partially successful. In Ahmedabad, the capital of the western state of Gujarat, angry Hindus today took to the streets, burning cars and looting, then torching Muslim-owned homes and businesses. More than a dozen people were killed in today's violence, including at least two who died after police opened fire on rioters. In Ahmedabad, authorities have now asked the central government to send in the army to help restore order overnight. The violence follows yesterday's attack on the train outside Godhra, about 100 miles from the state capital. Why the attack occurred is unclear, but it appears the train was torched after an altercation between some of the Hindu activists and Muslim vendors at the train station in Godhra. A mob then set the train on fire just outside Godhra town, dousing the train's carriages and gasoline before setting them ablaze. The Hindus were returning from the city of Ayodhya, in the north of the country, where Hindu hardliners are threatening to build a temple on the site of a mosque torn down by a Hindu mob in 1992. The religious violence that followed the razing of the Babri Masjid in Ayodhya left more than 2,000 people dead nationwide. Authorities are anxious to avoid a repeat. But Hindu hardliners of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, or VHP, have set a deadline of March 15th for construction on the new temple to begin, despite court orders banning construction at the disputed site, which Hindu hardliners believe to be the birthplace of the Hindu god Ram. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has canceled his trip to a Commonwealth summit in Australia because of the train attack and has urged Hindus not to retaliate. I appeal to the people to remain calm and to safeguard the nation's peace and brotherhood at all costs, Vajpayee said. He also urged the VHP to abandon their plans to begin construction of the new temple at Ayodhya in order to calm communal tension. But the VHP has rejected the Prime Minister's plea and says it will go ahead. Here in New Delhi, security was tight as hundreds of Hindu activists from the Shiv Sena party demonstrated near Parliament, demanding that those responsible for yesterday's attack be punished. Death to the Islamic terrorists, they chanted. The demonstration ended peacefully, but tension remains high in Gujarat and elsewhere in the country, and more strikes have been called for tomorrow in the states of Maharashtra and Rajasthan. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.